Ireland's favourite station, on air and online. This is Isle of Wight Radio, the Isle of Wight today.
Good afternoon, it's 1 o'clock. In the headlines this lunchtime, do councillors have the brains to lead the authority? Leader speaks out as Conservative overthrow rumours are denied.
People start alleging coups and, you know, this is all happening. Tells me more about their concerns about their position than it does running the council.
Holiday home plans for Ventnor radar sites and festival tickets on sale. Those stories and more coming up on the Isle of Wight today.
The Isle of Wight today with Lucy Morgan.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the programme. First, this lunchtime, the leader of the Isle of Wight Council has taken a swipe at his colleagues, claiming he doesn't believe many could do his job. Responding to criticism about his leadership from the Tories at last night's full council meeting, Ian Stevens said he didn't see too many people with the brains for it. He said no one was working harder than him to tackle the issues faced by the council. Meanwhile, fresh speculation about a move to overthrow the independents is being denied. It's after councillors Richard Priest, John Gilby and Charles Chapman, all former members of the Independence Group, were seen at a meeting of the Conservatives. Speaking to us after the full council meeting, Conservative leader Dave Stewart said it was rubbish.
To suddenly get nervous and people start alleging coups and, you know, this is all happening, tells me more about their concerns about their position than it does running the council. And as I said in there this evening, I think some of what happened tonight, yet again, we're forgetting the fact we're here to do what's best for the people of the island. And if that means I talk to members of the Independents, to UKIP or to others, I'll happily talk to them.
Well, the three councillors in question, meanwhile, deny they're plotting a move to the Conservatives. And Dave Stewart told us it's not unusual to meet councillors from other parties, but doesn't think the Tories are getting a fair deal.
We're assured that by Ian Stevens on many occasions that they want to work, the Independents want to work with us, so we're looking at those possibilities. And then if you just look at who's now been selected for the exec committee chairs, you'll find very few Conservatives in any significant seats. What is that about? That's actually about, actually, we want to work with you, but we don't really.
A lorry involved in an incident on York Avenue in East Cowes at around 11:30 last night wasn't carrying any hazardous material and no one was hurt when it overturned outside Osborne House. That's according to a statement from Steve Porter Transport, which says it's working with the relevant authorities to investigate the unfortunate incident further. Emergency crews were called to the road outside the Prince of Wales pub after residents reported hearing a loud noise. The driver escaped serious injury when the vehicle tipped over. The road remained closed overnight while the contents of the lorry's trailer were cleared from the road. A fence was also badly damaged. This eyewitness was in the pub playing pool when it happened.
As soon as we saw it, we just went straight out there, see if we can help, and literally dial 999, get the firemen out of there about 2 minutes. And yeah, it's quite shocking.
And you can see dramatic pictures of that incident on our website, iwradio.co.uk.
Isle of Wight Radio. Information for the Isle of Wight.
More than £1.5 million of Isle of Wight Council money will go towards fixing snags at Cowes Enterprise College. Last night, the local authority agreed to allocate its remaining funding for the blighted project to the school's sponsor, Ormiston Academies Trust. It will now complete work to repair numerous defects, including its leaky roof, which could total up to £5 million. Councillor Chris Whitehouse labelled the project the biggest public procurement scandal ever on the Isle of Wight.
That the quality of the construction was inadequate, and the quality of the oversight by the administration of the time was incompetent. That means that we've got a badly designed building, out of date, too big, in the wrong place, badly built, and the contractor gone out of business without finishing the project. It's hard to think what else could have gone wrong.
A former World War II radar station could be converted into holiday accommodation if the scheme is given the go-ahead on Tuesday. Sarah Griffin reports.
Planning councillors will meet at County Hall to consider the plan for the building on St Boniface Down between Ventnor and Wroxall. It's recently been reclassified by English Heritage as a Grade 2 listed building due to its historical importance. Wroxall Parish Council had opposed the development, citing that the proposed holiday home is outside the development zone and lies in an area of outstanding natural beauty. Earlier this year, Visit Isle of Wight supported the scheme as the best use of a derelict building. The plans have been recommended for conditional approval by the Isle of Wight Council's planning officers.
This is Isle of Wight Radio News.
Some national stories now at 4 minutes after one, and a rush on websites allowing images of hundreds of UK homes to be seen by anyone via the internet. Hackers have been able to access live webcams and CCTV systems because owners aren't changing the default passwords that come with gadgets. The website insists it's only trying to raise awareness for people who don't know about the problem. In April, Adam Schreck spoke to Fox News after discovering someone hacked his baby monitor in the US and started shouting at his child.
And then it screamed at me, just some bad things. Yeah, some obscenities. So I went and unplugged the camera.
The activities of a sixth form Islamic society has resulted in one of London's most successful inner city state schools being put in special measures. Inspectors at Sir John Cass School reportedly thought the group's activities weren't being monitored, with its social media page containing worrying links to radical preachers. The Prime Minister says the pledge of extra powers for Scotland is not tied to plans for further devolution in the wider UK. David Cameron's facing questions over his proposal following the Scottish independence vote. RBS has been fined £56 million by regulators. It's for an IT meltdown 2 years ago that left customers without access to their money. An eighth person's died in America after a blast of cold weather that's led to record low temperatures. A state of emergency has been declared in the New York area after nearly 6 feet of snowfall. In the city of Buffalo, hundreds of people have been stranded in their cars for up to 30 hours. Lucy Grace was one of them. She gave birth at the height of the blizzard when a midwife came to the rescue.
They said that her contractions were 4 minutes apart, and I said, I'm a labor nurse.
Denise helped me get in the right position. And two pushes, and out she came.
A husband and wife have been fined £88,000 for selling counterfeit goods, including fake Cancer Research UK wristbands and clothing. Jason and Natalie Robertson made the Race for Life merchandise in their garden shed in Sutton in Surrey before selling it online. The couple pleaded guilty to several charges earlier this year. At least 7 horses have been killed after running loose on rail tracks in Cambridgeshire. It happened yesterday evening when 2 trains travelling in opposite directions collided with the animals on a level crossing in Milton. British Transport Police say they don't know who owns the horses nor how they came to be on the tracks. Hollywood director Mike Nichols, who won an Oscar for The Graduate, has died suddenly at the age of 83. During a 6-decade-long career, he directed classics such as The Odd Couple and Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf. He was married to US news anchor Diane Sawyer, whose employer ABC has confirmed the news. The family will hold a private service this week before a memorial at a later date. Craig Charles has quit I'm a Celebrity after the sudden death of his brother. The Coronation Street star didn't feature in the live section of last night's programme after hearing the news.
Isle of Wight Radio. News you can trust.
Some sport, and Ferrari has confirmed the signing of 4-time F1 world champion Sebastian Vettel and announced Fernando Alonso is leaving after Sunday's session ending Abu Dhabi Grand Prix. Vettel, who currently drives for Red Bull, is joining the Italian team on a 3-year contract. Alonso is expected to return to McLaren, though that hasn't yet been confirmed. The Spaniard has spent 5 years at Ferrari.
Isle of Wight Radio News.
Finally, this lunchtime, early bird Isle of Wight Festival tickets are on sale now. As yet, no acts have been announced for the Seaclose Park event next June, but cheaper tickets are now available via the festival's website. You can find more on that, as well as find out what being presented with the Queen's Award means to 2 island nurses via our website. Head to iwradio.co.uk. You'll also find us on Facebook and on Twitter. Our next bulletin's at 2 from me. That's the latest. I'm Lucy Morgan.
Isle of Wight Radio. News you can trust. Get more online now at iwradio.co.uk.